CJLO. My name's Cadence Weapon, and you're listening to 1690 AM radio in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Pressure is mounting for the Quebec government to act on abuse and violence against women in the province. In the first 4 months of 2026, 9 women in Quebec have been killed in intimate partner violence contexts. Earlier this week, co-spokesperson for the political party Quebec Solidaire, Rouba Ghazal, published an open letter to Quebec's new premier, Christine Frachette, urging her to adopt new legislation tackling intimate partner violence and femicide. The letter has over 600 signatures. Here is Ghazal.
It's a very big and important symbol to have a woman premier in Quebec, Madame Christine Frachette. But symbols can't save lives. We need to go forward than symbols. Today, I'm here and I ask Madame Christine Frachette to act, to listen to all women, men who want to prevent another feminicide to happen in Quebec.
The letter urges for the adoption of the Gabi Renault bill. Renault was killed last September and found in her apartment 3 weeks after her death. This bill would allow women to access certain records about their partners to see if they have a registered history of violence.
This law will inform women about the violent action of their partner. They can know if their partner has done violent action with his ex. So to have information can protect lives, women.
Quebec Parliament is prorogued until May 5th. Ghazal and the over 600 signatories of the letter want to see Premier Frachette reopen Parliament immediately to pass the bill. Here is Manon Massé, an MLA with Quebec Solidaire and a signator of the letter.
We have the money. Madame Frachette have the money. She said that she wants to do something. So I ask her to do it for real, not only for the flash or the show.
The open letter also suggests an increase of funding for women's shelters. Here is Louis Rando, an advocate for intimate partner violence victims with Maison Femme.
To help more women, we need more workers, more frontline workers, and we also need new shelter.
Premier Frachette would not respond for comment. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psych 760 CJLO 1690M's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. And I hope you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon. The weather's great. So you better be. And on to the program. I'm your host, Abraxia, and we've got a very special episode for your wonderful, wonderful, precious, take care of them ears today. We've got a whole variety of different things. And starting it off is an artist I've been playing quite a bit of. This is Lucifer. And no, not the person from the underworld, but this is, in fact, the Elias of Canadian synth legend Mort Garson, most famous for the song Plantasia, but he also was a pop songwriter and did... I think the last Ride to Phoenix or whatever that song is called. A lot of various hits under his name. But anyway, here is a track from his occult-themed album, Black Mass. And it is called The Ride of Ida. So I hope you enjoy.
can't come to the phone right now. I'm busy.
And that, well, that song was Single Status by Mozart's Sister from Vancouver, but now, well, and then made this in Montreal, and now works under the name Cecile Believe in Los Angeles. And soundtracked, at least in part, My Line Kicks, which just came out, and was also a big feature on, well, really a full album co-collaborator on Oil of Every Pearl's On Insides by Sophie. But anyway, the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were The Ride of Ada by Lucifer, also known as Mort Garson, Everything Matters for a Reason by Aaron Corbett, a local, or I shouldn't say local, but Ontario, I think Toronto, electronic musician, very cool, and Pozol by... No, that's coming up next. I'm all confused. Pardon me. After Aaron Corbett, Single Status by Mozart's Sister from the debut EP. And yeah, so I hope you're having a lovely day. It's a very nice time here at the station, and I hope it's a nice time where you are as well. Well, we've got a little I'll be very apologetic, but we've got a short little ad break. I hope you don't mind. It should be pretty interesting, hopefully. And then we've got some Thundercat for you. So, yeah, stay tuned. Don't leave. It's only about a minute long.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country like ours are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CGLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
You're no artist. You don't respect art. You don't respect the creativity of this space. If you did, you'd listen to CJLO 1690 AM, where we respect creativity.
Does it really matter that I've told you everything? Just comes back to haunt me, ruining the dream. Am I asking too much? Do you understand? I can only show you exactly. Show you who I am.
We'll be right back. to close my mind. I am having the time of my life. I am having the time of my life.
Well, that track was Another Day by Brittany Howard from the incredible album What Now? And the last tracks before that that you heard in order of playing were Prozol by Thundercat from the new album Distracted. Clearly some Beach Boys influence in there. Nothing I Could Hide by Arlo Parks from the recent Help 2 compilation by War Child Records. Wonderful stuff. Utsp par Engine de Poitrine du nouveau album Volume 2. And Another Day by Brittany Howard. As I mentioned, incredible. One of my favorite albums from the 2020s so far, I must admit. And we've got a lot of other stuff coming up your way. Coming down and up and down all the way into your eardrums. And yeah, I really don't have too much else to say. This is by a guy called Justin. He was going to produce an album I was working on, but it didn't quite happen. He's in the Bastion Rap Collective, but this is a solo album, one of his many. He's constantly putting stuff out and making things. It's kind of insane. He works, breathes, eats, and makes music. And so this is from the recent album Doom Bop by Tato Feet. I think the production's by Gluestick, who I've also met. Or maybe it's, I don't think it's a feature because it's on every song. But this track coming up next is called Lost Till I Found My Pen.
Rap's become a drug now. It's laced in this track. Lost in the cave till I got my pen back. Rap's become a drug now. It's laced in this track. Keep it connect with the plug. Oh shit, hold on. I said I grew out the fears of criticism and the parallels can be drawn by the way you pocket Tesla and the way I built this shit. It's seamless. As per the new Bastion tape, difficult decisions had to be made. Had to split the bread and eggs. Green, red, white, black flag like it's Kuwait. I said the older I get, the more I realize the drug bars I used to write was weak as fuck. If Tony really cared, he'd give me an 8 for a buck. But left me with the residue from his lunch. Chief on my first day of school clothes. 16 with a fucking attitude. To think it's been 5 years, where the time gone. I got my money up. Let bygones become bygones. See how my shit shines? It's like Colgate. See how my shit shines?
It's like Colgate.
I got all three vertices of the triangular trade in me. Europe, Africa, and the Caribbean, certainly. See how my shit shines? It's like Colgate. Y'all making less than 70 cents for every dollar I make. That's a wage gap. Y'all called it a misogyny. I break every boundary, the glass ceilings and expectations. I may be profiled but free of connotations. Put my name after the land acknowledgements in your fucking emails. Can't even book a gig outside your block. Go work in retail.
Go work in retail.
Too involved in lives. Shave eyebrows. Look to stay inside. Keep my mouth shut so I don't mislead my brother, my community, my cousins. Talking about my lust addictions. And it's like Kenny Mason said, too hood for the archer, too hard for the hood.
chill yet? Gratitude's the path of happiness. Sipping cordados a myriad like a valley bitch.
Too hard for the art, shit too hard.
Got a good, but I can't appreciate when everything feels so fragile. Only 19, I've already fallen down. Only 19, I've already fallen down the rabbit hole. Wanting 18-inch biceps so I could impress random shorties that ain't even my bitch. Relying on external validation tactics. Got a nigga thinking in Spanish. Caught me in the fourth grade playing with homeless. Catch me in pursuit of a college degree. Still playing with glue sticks. Shoot from the hip. Writing raps cause it's therapy. Stream of consciousness. Writing raps cause it's therapy. Stream of consciousness.
Closer to you. when you called me up the other day, I was shocked, but what could I say? And your voice exactly the same. And it makes me feel, it makes me feel.
Just Like We Never Said Goodbye, a Sophie cover, if you know Sophie, electronic hyperpop. What would be the right word? My goodness. Inspirational figure for many, many musicians in that genre anyway. Forerunner, pioneer, that's a good one. Anyway, so the last tracks you just heard in order of playing on this program, Sykes in the 60 on CJLO 1690 AM, were, as I said, in order of playing, Lost Till I Found My Pen by Tato and Glue Stick, from the album Doom Bop, Sound Sex, but with the S having the being the dollar sign, Sound Sex Change by DVTR, Closer to You by Ontario artist Bria Salmina, who I first learned about because she was in the backing band of country musician Orville Peck, and last but not least, very much not least, Just Like We Never Said Goodbye by local trans girl alt rock band Puberty Well, whose self-described sound is as if beer was a gender. And we've got a little more music to close off the hour for you and your wonderful, I keep saying it, but your wonderful ears. So, but we're on this station, and like I said before, We need to have a little ad break. Just, you know, have a little break from the music, you know, take a short breather. So, without further ado, what's coming up next? Oh, it's Crossover Comics.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Stop what you're doing! You have to listen to 1690 AM CJLO.
Screaming down the phone. said your cousin dead, sitting on the porch. I won't retire, but I might retread. Seems like that guy singing this song been doing it for a long time. Sing a song for freedom, sing a song for love, sing a song for depressed angels falling from above. Held the paper, pretending he could see, but he couldn't read without his glasses on. How can all these people afford so many things? When I was young, people wore what they had on. Everything you do will make the world a better place with or without you. A little love and affection in everything you do. Down a late night shop, the hero and the artist compare goals and visions and afterthoughts for the 21st century, but mostly came up with nothing, so the truth was never learned, and the human race just kept rolling on. Rolling through the religious wars, rolling down the temple walls and the church's exposed sores. Rolling through the fighting, the religious wars, as we came up with nothing. Here's your glasses, you see much better now. Said that young girl of Edith and Earl. But Grandpa just kept staring, he was lost in some distant thought. Then he turned and said to that young girl, little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place with or without you. With or without you, better place. rooster crowing.
And you have been listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. I'm your host, Abraxia. I hope you have a lovely rest of your Sunday. And the tracks you have just heard in order of playing were Let's Do It Again by The Last Dinner Party, the wonderful lesbian British rock band from another track from that Help to War Child Records compilation, followed by Space With Me by the Seattle group All Friends Here, and playing now Falling From Above by Neil Young and Crazy Horse from his concept album Greendale. Have a lovely day.
'Cause grandma puts down the paper.